back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, and over there's Brian.
Yeah.
Not the exact vein that I was going to come back in on, but, you know, I like a little rock and roll.
Well, you see, it links to the last one because this is the Scorpions. The Scorpions wrote Wind of Change.
They did.
And this is The Zoo by the Scorpions. You know what the Scorpions do backstage?
No. Drugs?
When they're on tour.
Drugs?
Maybe, but they knit. They knit.
Oh, I did know that. I knew of the 80s band that knitted, I guess. I wasn't placing it in my...
What I understand, I believe it's the Scorpions.
All right, fair enough. That's an interesting thing that they'd like to do. And here on Dueling Tangents, you know, we like to go on tangents
Rumor, it's a rumor that I'm pressing and spreading around from my our friend Mike Allison, who's an incredible sound engineer, went on tour with the likes of Rolling Stones and Kiss and things like that, shared a bunch of stories with me and Chris Black on our show.
Where can people find stories like that?
Well, you can check it out on the On the Bus podcast at devilradio927.com.
There we go. All right. Little On the Bus plug. And so, folks, this is Dueling Tangents, and we alluded to a story, Brian, before we went to break there.
Yes.
Some pretty big news broke last night. And,
the maps of least change.
Exactly. And see, I broke my rule of trying to, you know, tune some things out when I'm not at work.
Yeah, you texted me about that, and I was like, yeah. Why are you listening right now? No. You should be asleep.
No, it wasn't. No, I texted you at like 5 o'clock.
Exactly. I would be asleep.
I don't go to bed that early, but
I would
take
a nap,
then
wake up for a meal, say hi to everybody, and go, you know what? That nap got me really tired. I'm going to go back to bed.
I might have to try out that schedule. That sounds pretty nice. But I was, you know, pretty much glued to my phone yesterday because it's all the headlines originally broke, and it was Wisconsin State Supreme Court picks Democratic Governor Tony Evers' maps. Is essentially what all the headlines were. They all boiled it down to that this was a win for Democrats and the Democratic Governor Tony Evers
won the maps game.
Yes, and they were. Stating and with large triumphant cries that the Democratic maps were the ones that were picked, but you know, Brian, the more I dove into this headline and the Supreme Court's ruling, I was excited at first, and the more and more I read, it's just like it's just because it wasn't the worst case scenario, I guess we should be happy, but it's still pretty hard to get happy over these maps. There is one dynamic that I will share a little bit later while we're discussing this that I do find pretty exciting, and I'll probably share that with the audience. But I'd like to hear our audience reactions as well about this ruling that came out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday. The court chose Evers' maps. The maps that Evers submitted to the court.
Yes.
Because I don't know if I necessarily want to call them Evers' maps because
here's a better way of describing it. Imagine a silent auction and you only have one bid and he got the winning bid.
No, see, in that scenario, there were still 7 or 8 bids, but they all agreed on the criteria. And when they found out that was the criteria, Evers just put his bid in closest. It was like somebody coming and saying, hey, this is... It was like Price of Right. The Price is Right.
Price is Right silent auction, but they told you what the price was beforehand.
And so Evers was like, well, I'm just going to write down that price. And then
plus one.
And then, wow, look, I won. And essentially, that's what this map selection
was. But like the other people were like, all right, it's $1,200. I will bid $4,000.
And
no.
And the conservatives were pretty upset because, to catch everybody up, back in November of last year, the four conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided, without really basing it in any legal precedent, that they were going to adopt a criteria of the maps of least change, which Brian likes to yell in the background.
Maps of least change.
And so they decided that they pulled it out of thin air. That was the criteria they were going to base the legal decision on this case on. So all the parties got to submit maps then. And so rather than putting in the maps that Evers had previously promoted through the nonpartisan, the People's Maps version that he wanted through nonpartisan redistricting.
Yes.
Rather than submit those, Evers' office said, okay, we're going to go off the criteria of maps of least change. We're going to tweak them to make them more competitive, and these are what we're going to submit. We're going to not change as much. We're going to go off this. Because the basis is, Brian, they're going to take the most gerrymandered maps in the nation, which is what the Harvard Review did. There was a Harvard study on the gerrymanders across the country. And Wisconsin is one of the worst, if not the worst, in the nation.
Congratulations, guys.
And so we still had to take that as a foundation for our next set of maps. So really, it's not a win, but it's not as bad as it could have been. And so it's
hooray for not dying.
Yeah, it's essentially that's the sentiment. But then on the other side, the conservatives that quote unquote lost this battle, they won on every aspect. They won on the fact that it was going to be the least change based on the super gerrymandered maps from 2010 to 2020. And so that criteria was going to be the least change off of those maps. And the maps that they had submitted on all the parties that were Republicans or conservative leaning changed more through the deviation of the current maps than Evers' maps, so they lost. Hagedorn told everybody what the criteria was going to be. And they're bemoaning him and calling him a liberal and are mad at him. And they're throwing a hissy fit, and we're going to get a little bit more into these 7 pages of dissent because, Brian, it seems like maybe we haven't missed the worst-case scenario yet. There's still a pretty bad case scenario out there.
So there's a really good chance it doesn't get better.
So, yeah, this is probably as good as it's going to get.
Yes.
But there's a possibility it might get worse, but there's a silver lining. And I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. But we're also taking your calls. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents.
You know what? Liver and onions taste really, really good when you're starving. You know, I mean, when you got nothing else to do, that's what you got.
There you go.
I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.
Why don't you copy it?
What? And have 2 maps? Bugger off.